I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Over a million are homeless in Myanmar in the wake of deadly cyclone Nargis. American-based aid teams are having trouble getting into work. International Aid's Milton Amayan says the devastation won't be resolved quickly, so they're looking further ahead at rebuilding.
The infrastructure, things like housing, medical clinics, and services will have to be restarted. And our health equipment and our abilities to restore services will be in play during that second phase.
Meanwhile, a Christian man and his wife have applied for asylum in Europe after being attacked by militant Muslims in Jordan. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports the man is on trial for converting to Christianity in 1993. The government's taken his children and is in the process of annulling his marriage. The man fled the country when asked to renounce his Christian faith in a court hearing, but refused. Pray that his children see the faith of their father and follow in his footsteps. And a partnership in Congo is helping orphans live a more hopeful life. Evangelical Free Church of America's partnership with the Free Church of Congo is called Global Fingerprints. Jen Castro explains.
We are leaving the fingerprint of Christ on these orphans and giving them hope that they would otherwise not be experiencing. We're bringing them hope by providing them spiritual care, educational. We're paying for their schooling. We are giving them medical care. And we are providing them nutritional care through micro projects in their communities.
Just $25 a month covers everything. Plus, half the children are unchurched. Many will hear the gospel for the first time. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get The Eastern Bride DVD by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.